What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 168 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. I want to start by thanking all of you who are truly sharing an episode that you like with two friends and making yourself available to sit down and chat about it with them. I can tell by the listens in different areas that many of you are doing that. And that's part of the grassroots spread of this From A to D podcast and also the From Ashes to Destiny curriculum, which is available on Amazon. So keep up the good work. When we come back, we'll get into today's episode entitled Forbidden Fruit. Welcome back to episode 168 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled Forbidden Fruit. And this is another topic which is common as I talk to guys caught up in addiction. They'll tend to say, you know, I was just one of those forbidden fruit guys. So let's get on with it. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the story of the forbidden fruit from the Bible, with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And rather than read the Bible passage, I'd like to quote some of the lyrics from the song Forbidden Fruit by Nina Simone. Here they go. Eve and Adam had a garden. Everything was great. Till one day a boy says, "Pardon, miss, my name is Snake. See that apple over yonder? If you take a bite, you and Adam both are bound to have some fun tonight. Go on and eat forbidden fruit. It's mighty sweet, forbidden fruit. It's quite a treat, forbidden fruit. Go ahead and taste it. If you don't, want to waste it." You hear the hook in that? And we all sort of get caught up in that. And Ralph Cudworth English, an Anglican clergyman and philosopher from the 1600s, identified that universal aspect of we all sort of get caught up in it when he said, and I quote, "We all have a propensity to grasp at forbidden fruit." So the lure of forbidden fruit has been a temptation to men and women for centuries. It's a common temptation worldwide, and it's one that we want to reach out and grab a hold. We want to grasp it. That desire is common to man. And John F. Kennedy, our U.S. president back in the 1960s, said, "Forbidden fruit tastes sweet, but its aftertaste is bitter." We all know that there could be a high price to pay in the consequences of going after forbidden fruit. But as I said, the people I work with have all found the consequences of getting caught in the snare of addiction with no easy way out. But why do we all fall to the temptation of forbidden fruit when we know the taste is bitter and the consequences are huge? Why, as Ralph Cudworth English said, is it natural to want to grasp, to hang on to forbidden fruit, even if we know that once we grab it, we won't have the power to let go? Well, some of the common things you hear is, oh, it's just innocent experimentation. Or some of us as teenagers may have heard, why are you being rebellious? Or why are you being disobedient? And many of us have heard from parents or the church or leaders, why are you being defiant? Why are you not respecting authority? Well, rather than just grab on to some of those reasons, let's look at some specific reasons that forbidden fruit is a temptation. Because I believe as we each identify our own reason, we become empowered to resist and walk away from forbidden fruit. So the first one we'll look at is normal curiosity. And I believe as soon as something is off limits, curiosity and desire are birthed. And the reality is that curiosity releases dopamine in our brain. So our pleasure receptors go crazy in anticipation of the unknown being known. So this dopamine fuels the curiosity into an urge to just one time taste that thing that others have. So could it be that we were simply curious, the dopamine took over, and then it became an urge, and we didn't really want to talk about that urge with anyone because they'd probably try to shut us down. And since that natural curiosity is in all of us about something that's forbidden, it's like we're drawn to it in order to see what the big deal is for ourselves. So that's how I see that sort of natural, normal curiosity. Another reason that we could be attracted to forbidden fruit is the desire for adventure, especially if we find ourselves in the midst of boredom. We can be bored with life in general, or just one aspect of our life, such as our job, our relationship, our family, our social activities or lack of them. It may be as simple as it's winter again, and we have the boredom of being stuck inside. So we jump at anything to break free from that prison of boredom. We feel a bit like we were born to be wild, and winter has trapped us in. And that reminds me of the song by Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild. Listen to some of the lyrics. Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure in whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen. Take the world in a love embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. I like smoke and lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind and feeling that I'm under. Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen. Take the world in a love embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature child, we were born to be wild. Is that in you, that desire for adventure? You've just loved new things. You've loved change. You've loved taking risks. You've loved, you know, that almost that childlike wee feel when you're on a roller coaster or something like that. And so you really get excited at adventure. And that can leave you vulnerable for forbidden fruit of adventure. And, you know, this comes often when forbidden fruit appears exciting, even though at the same time we know it's fleeting. So it's like something that you need to grab it before it's gone. And that sensation stirs in us those feelings of not wanting to miss out on something if we hesitate. And as that's stirred, it keeps us from taking the time to evaluate our decision before we make it. We sort of jump in with both feet and assume we'll sort it out later. And that reminds me of another song. This one's by Badfinger, and it's called Come and Get It. And some of the lyrics go like this. If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it, anytime I can give it. But you better hurry, because it may not last. Sure. Some of you should be able to picture your dealer, your loan shark, your pop-up porn site, whatever it is, singing that song to you. That feeling of grab it before it's gone leads to impulsive decisions, which quickly become that compulsive magnet that is pulling us back year after year after year, again and again, simply because we fell for that come and get it, because it may not last. Another reason for falling for forbidden fruit is the desire of self-expression and independence. You know, it could be part of the journey of learning who you are, where I belong, where what you believe. We can get to the point that we've always done what was expected of us. We followed the rules and ended up feeling like a puppet. We want to cut the strings to find out what we want in life. And breaking the rules can give us a sense of self-control. But it's a difficult journey because we're not even sure we like ourselves when we look in the mirror. Listen to the words of the song Love Me More by Sam Smith. Have you ever felt like being somebody else? Feeling like the mirror isn't good for your health? Every day I'm trying not to hate myself, but lately it's not hurting like it did before. Maybe I'm learning how to love me more. It used to burn, every insult, every word, but it helped me to learn, yeah, self-worth I had to earn. So I tried every night to sit with sorrow, and eventually it set me free. Can you hear in Sam Smith's words the need to begin to find out what it is that has kept you trapped? Process it and get set free. I want to urge you to start that journey of understanding and freedom. But how do we start if we want to get rid of this forbidden fruit? Well, there was a study done by Business Standard entitled Brain Makes Forbidden Fruit Hard to Resist. And this was done by researchers from the University of British Columbia in Canada. And they explained how people become obsessed with forbidden pleasures. One of the neat thing in this, though, they said that this obsession really sets in if we face the temptation alone. So if you've always been a loner, you've probably repeatedly grasped at forbidden fruit, even as you lost everything and everyone around you. The good news in this study is they found that obsession is not as strong if others are also denied of that same forbidden fruit. So it's like when the forbidden fruit is a group thing, the temptation drops dramatically. So I want to urge you to take the step to get connected to a group and stay connected, because if you do, you'll inherently grow in empowerment to resist the forbidden fruit, because as this study showed, when it's a group temptation, the allure, the draw, the compulsion drops dramatically. And I want to close with a quote from Mike Tyson, heavyweight boxing legend. He said, I'm just like you. I enjoy the forbidden fruits in life, too. So, you are not alone in your temptation by forbidden fruit. Everyone that you share with understands and identifies with what you're saying because they've been there, done that, and bought the t-shirt. So, it's time to open up and get empowered. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you were saying, that's me, as you listened, then it's time now to reach out and join a group. Message me on the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com or go to my website, www.fromatod.org, and click on the contact page. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave your comments by clicking on the link they provide in that platform. So if you're ready for freedom from forbidden fruit, here it is. Come and get it. Tune in Monday for our next episode. And as always, stay safe and stay strong.